This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's endorsed what he said was the latest Israeli offer of a ceasefire deal. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara reporting.
From the White House, President Joe Biden laid out a three-phase ceasefire plan that he says Israel has agreed to. While Biden envisioned the deal as potentially historic, details are unclear, including the level of Israeli military presence in each phase, as well as who will govern post-war Gaza. Meanwhile, Hamas considers positively the contents of Biden's speech, the group said in a statement. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is getting a wartime show of support from Congress's top leaders.
Capitol Hill's top four, Democrats and Republicans, have invited Netanyahu to address Congress. A Netanyahu speech is almost certain to expose election year divisions over Israel's assault on Gaza. Republicans have been drawing closer to the right-wing leader, while many Democrats have turned away from him. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is among those inviting Netanyahu, 2 months after blistering him.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way.
Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish leader in American history, had called for new elections in Israel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States and allies South Korea and Japan clashed with China and Russia Friday over North Korea's latest satellite and ballistic missile launches and threats to use nuclear weapons that have escalated tensions in Northeast Asia. The scene was an emergency open meeting of the UN Security Council called after North Korea's failed launch of a military reconnaissance satellite on May 27th and other launches using ballistic missile technology in violation of UN sanctions. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed Friday U.S. President Joe Biden approved Ukraine using American weapons to strike targets inside Russia that were attacking the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv after Kyiv sought authorization from Washington in recent weeks.
Time and again, we've adapted, we've adjusted, we've provided Ukraine with the systems, the weapons that it's needed.
Speaking at a news conference in Prague after an informal meeting of NATO foreign ministers, Blinken said a forthcoming NATO summit in Washington will put in place the bridge to bring Ukraine closer to and eventually into the alliance, as well as introduce a robust package of support for Kyiv. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Donald Trump's attorney being shocked. The former president took the verdict with solemnness.
Donald Trump's lead attorney in his New York criminal case told the Associated Press he was shocked at the former president's calm demeanor when the verdict was read in court. A jury of a dozen New Yorkers convicted Trump on all counts of falsifying business records, a felony punishable by either incarceration, probation, or a fine. Defense lawyer Todd Blanche said Trump just kind of took it with the appropriate solemnness for the moment. Blanche said he thought Trump was still handling himself well on Friday, the day after the verdict, even as the Republican has railed that the trial was unfair. Trump has vowed to appeal. Speaking to reporters on Friday, Trump portrayed himself as a victim of a rigged trial. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
U.S. officials say the U.S. Navy aircraft carrier strike group that for months has launched crucial strikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen to protect military and commercial ships in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden will remain in the region for at least another month. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin signed the order last week to extend the four ships' deployment for a second time, rather than bring the carrier, the USS Dwight Eisenhower, and its three warships home. The decision means the sailors will not be home until the middle of the summer. The British Foreign Ministry has apparently removed its ambassador to Mexico, John Benjamin, following controversy generated by a video in which he jokes while pointing a high-powered rifle at a staff inside a vehicle. The United Kingdom's government website on Friday described the seasoned diplomat as being its ambassador to Mexico in the past tense, though no details were given. Benjamin's official biography on the government website said he served as ambassador to Mexico from 2021 to 2024 with no further details. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.